This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two at the Free State Bitcoin Shop out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The reason we're in Portsmouth is, well, the first ever Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference is happening tomorrow.
That's right.
So
If
you're in New England, there's still time to show up because this thing has not started yet. Happens tomorrow.
Bright and early.
December 1st.
Well, like 8 to again, 5, 9 to 5.
Breakfast starts at 8:15, okay, and then it goes until, I think, 4 or 5, and then there's something afterwards. I think there's actually
People are getting together at a local brewery that takes Dash and Bitcoin.
Yeah, so you've got a crypto meetup that happens.
Two of them. Back to back. Yeah, one at the brewery that takes Dash, and then one at the pizza place that just started taking Dash. Right.
When's this happening? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Me either.
So, again, plenty of time for you to show up. I believe tickets are still available.
I presume.
BlockchainNH.com is the website. Again, BlockchainNH.com.
You could probably just walk up and buy them.
Probably, but that's got the info of who the speakers are,
where you gotta go,
where the venue is, and again, in the portable studio tonight, it's Daryl.
I'm Ian.
And Will.
And Derek J.
And Derek has been popping in and out because, again, we're in his store, and he's got customers.
That's right. In fact, family was just in here. They were buying some Bitcoin and Dash, and then turns out they're Muslims, and we got Will here, who's with Muslims for Liberty, and as you were commenting, it's a small world.
Small world, man.
The coolest part of that interaction for me was that the kids have been the one investing. The kids, you know, there's no interest on Bitcoin. And if you were trying to get a stock trading account or
a
savings account at a bank, they're gonna laugh at you if you're 8 years old or whatever kid was.
Little 8 year old
Bitcoin
Johnny,
doesn't care.
You can get a savings account, but we need mom and dad to come co-sign for you.
And then if you're
mom and dad don't want you to have an account, sorry, little Johnny, you don't get an account here.
Or it gets even better. If mom and dad decide they want to take the money that you've saved up, they can take your money out of your account without your signature
with the bank.
But you can't take your own money out of that bank without their signature. But Bitcoin, on the other hand, if I got a phone full of Bitcoin, I can come to the Bitcoin vending machine and withdraw cash right away.
And that's fine if your parents are nice people who are trustworthy, but not everybody has parents who are nice and trustworthy. Some of them are abusive. Some of them are violent. Some of them are bad news, you know, drug addicts.
Well, I'm thinking about the celebrities, the kid celebrities where their parents take all their money.
Sure.
That happens all the time.
Culkin.
So it's really cool that there's this permissionless money that kids can use.
Right.
And they're teaching the mom.
Mom
was saying, hey, could you come over here and teach me how to use this?
She was asking for help with the machine, and you were, I think, about to step up to help her, but then her son was like, I can do that. And then
yeah, 12-year-old son. Absolutely amazing. And I think there was actually an article on Bitcoin.com a couple days ago about how to acquire Bitcoin if you're under 18.
Well, because why would you need special instructions for that?
Well, if you try going to an exchange,
they're so
you need this and that and the other sort of thing. Well, here's how you do it. You go find a Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah, there you go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Not only that, but according to the lady, her and her husband both run like a finance company. So they do mutual funds and hedge funds and stuff like that. And now she's learning about and getting into cryptocurrencies as what could it be? A possible investment for her customers in the future.
Yeah.
Which will, push that crypto market. I mean, if we could get more people using cryptos not only as a form of currency, but as a stock of investment, a place to store their wealth to grow rather than in the banks, it'll only strengthen the crypto community even more.
Right. And there's a... supposed warning from the future on Reddit that we've been going through, and this guy claiming, again, claiming to be from the year 2025, wrote this post about 4 years ago. He's making the absurd claims that at the time, 2025, there are no more government-issued currencies. Everybody thinks of things in terms of Bitcoin.
He thinks there are no more governments.
But because Woo-hoo! The price of Bitcoin is worth millions of dollars, everybody's rich, and so then nobody works. And again, that goes back to my question of how do I get my groceries? Are there grocery stores? if I go somewhere and I use the bathroom, who cleans the toilet?
Robots.
Do toilets even work? Yeah. Like, you know, do we even need toilets, or has somebody come up with a way to where I don't have to poop and pee?
Well, I mean, maybe Bitcoin fixes. Maybe that's what happens. Bitcoin fixes the automation issue. Everybody's talking about, oh, well, we need a guaranteed income. The state should give everybody a paycheck every month, guaranteed, because robots are going to be making our cheeseburgers and cleaning our cars. So maybe that's what it is. Is in the future, they figure out that Bitcoin is the key to fixing that problem of, well, what happens when these service jobs are all overtaken by robots?
He doesn't claim
Bitcoin.
He doesn't claim everyone is rich, but he claims that there's no economic growth, that that economic growth is declining by 2% per year.
What?
And
why would that
be? I think
he's an economics major and a Krugman acolyte. You know, like, he's a pro-Krugman, pro-Federal Reserve, pro-government regulation.
Right. This person believes you have to have inflation in order to have an economy.
He's a Krugman acolyte.
Poor guy.
Trying to write a fake, the sky is falling, here's our future if we allow currency that's not controlled by the powers that be.
It would also make sense from the perspective of somebody that, like, a lot of socialists, they just want to do nothing, right? They want to live in this kind of, all right, I get the robots taking care of me, and I don't have to do anything. I just make my artwork all day, and that's it, right? They don't have to, you know, create anything of value for the community.
Hold on. Are you saying that art's not valuable?
No, I'm not saying that. But that's, you know, kind of what some of them would love to do, I'm sure, rather than work at Starbucks or something, right? They don't want to work at a job. They want to do something else. And that's great. People should want to get out of the rat race, so to speak. But my point is that it seems to come from a position of wanting to be lazy, of wanting to be taken care of, wanting to have the government out there with a welfare check so they can just do whatever they want rather than what their customers and their neighbors need them to do.
Right.
And he's projecting his mindset onto everybody else, saying, well, I want to be lazy, and I can be lazy if Bitcoin's worth enough money because then I can just sit back. So he believes that everybody who has a lot of Bitcoin will sit back and do nothing. But that ignores what people with money tend to be like. They're constantly looking for the next investment. They're constantly looking to take the money they have and use that to make more money into the future.
And also,
I don't even have
a lot
money
of people,
and I do that.
Yeah. Right, but a lot of people that have a lot of money, they also want to genuinely help other people.
That's right.
So by me making more money, and I'm by no means rich, but by me making more money, well, I'm providing other people with goods and services that will enrich their lives, and if enough people's lives wind up being enriched, then they will be better off.
Yes,
No, capitalism is evil. You're not supposed to do those things, because then there will be expectations on me to do those things, and then I can't lay on my lazy backside and collect a check. People will expect me to, I don't know, contribute to society in some way.
Yeah, and this guy believes that if people are wealthier in general, that they'll stop contributing. But again, as we talked about before, people today are far wealthier than they were 100 years ago. Even the poor today are far wealthier than rich people were 100 years ago. And people are busier than ever. You know, there's all kinds of things that we can busy ourselves with on a daily basis. We may have a little more luxury time, but there's still plenty to be done.
Well, it's because of the collectivist mentality of socialists, man. Like, they don't understand individualism and how, well, you know what, some people are just miserly I'll not finish that sentence on the air. But, all you know, like, they're just like that. Some people just aren't charitable people. But then you have people who literally, if they didn't have two nickels to rub together and they saw that you needed a shirt,
they'd give you one of them.
Physically yeah. take the shirt off of their own back and give it to you and stand there in the cold themselves.
Right. And they have nothing. Statistics back that up to where the poorest places in the United States are the most charitable per capita. More, and we still haven't really touched on future prediction thing. This is Free Talk Live from the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
is Free Talk Live, live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire's Free State Bitcoin Shop. The reason, again, that we're out here is the first ever Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference is tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm on a panel. Chris Reitman, who's normally here on Thursdays, he's giving a speech. And it should be a really good event. Still time for you to show up. Again, it's a one-day only event. Go to blockchainnh.com to learn more about that. We're going to, here in just a moment, get back into this article from Reddit that is supposedly a warning from the future about Bitcoin. And the guy doesn't mention other cryptocurrencies such as Dash.
Dash had just been coming out at the time this was posted to Reddit.
Well, so what do you mean? Do you mean Darkcoin or?
Yeah, it was called something different back
Dash.
Then. That's true.
Okay. Dash,
but I don't think that came out until like 2014.
It's digital cash.
Yeah.
It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It's easy. It can be private. The fees are low. Transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go to Dash.org and find out why.
According to Wikipedia, Dash was originally known as Xcoin. And that was released January 18th, 2014. In February, it was changed to Darkcoin. And then in 2015, they rebranded it as Dash. So this was written, this post, by the supposed guy from the future, from the year 2025, 4 years ago. I don't have the exact time. So it would have been around that.
Okay, but there were still other Litecoin was a thing.
Doge.
Dogecoin.
Okay, so no one ever thought Litecoin was going to take over.
This was
really
August of 2013. So Litecoin came out in 2013, if I'm recalling that correctly as well. But anyway, let's get back to his ridiculous predictions.
I'm just pointing out that he's only talking about Bitcoin and not any of the other cryptocurrencies that exist.
That's correct. And
Bitcoin destroyed them all.
He claims here that the fact that Bitcoin is so big, that people are so wealthy, they don't want to do anything. Which, again, as I was saying before, I think he's just projecting. He doesn't want to do anything if he had a bunch of money, but a bunch of people that have money are all about investing that money and putting it to good use and making their communities better and making new products and services, and you're not going to take that away from somebody just because they get really wealthy.
Right, and again, he's not saying where people are getting groceries, if groceries are still a thing. Do people need to eat anymore? Because if they do...
Well, he claims there's an economy. He just claims it's shrinking by 2%
every year. Why would the economy be shrinking? Well, like, what is in his head that he's thinking that is what's going to happen?
Well, because people aren't working. He's claiming people aren't doing
There's
anything.
No businesses, and nobody's working, so nobody's investing. It's like now
with
Bitcoin.
Why are there no businesses?
Everybody wants
no
to
businesses.
Hold.
He's not saying there's no businesses. He's just saying there's no growth. He's claiming nobody wants to invest.
Yeah.
And
everybody wants to hold us.
Let me go on here. He says, so why didn't we abandon Bitcoin and move to another system? Well, we tried, of course. We tried to step over to an inflationary cryptocurrency, but nobody with an IQ above 70 was willing to step up first and volunteer. After all, why would you voluntarily invest a lot of your money into a currency where you know your wealth will continually decline?
Hold on. I thought this guy said that inflation was good earlier. He definitely alluded to the fact that inflation is good.
And that's what he claimed. The thing that made Bitcoin so dangerous to society was also what made it so successful. Bitcoin allows us to give in to our greed.
What?
Wait, people weren't greedy before with the U.S. dollar or the fiat currencies?
The U.S. dollar isn't a constantly crashing, worthless piece of paper because of greed itself?
Yeah, the idea.
No, it's a worthless piece of paper because the Federal Reserve keeps inflating the currency.
I mean,
they're backed by gold, right?
No. No, they're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States military.
And Saudi Arabian petrol.
I mean, basically, he's arguing that better money is going to stifle growth. And it's just...
Did he watch Demolition Man on acid right before he wrote this? And, like, something about the franchise wars and Taco Bell 1 kind of got stuck in his head. And he just translated that to Bitcoin in a dream he had and woke up and wrote it.
I don't know if I've ever seen that movie. Oh my God.
I wonder if in his future, does Dennis Leary live in the sewers, too? Leading a band of angry, hungry people who live in the sewers and use cash still.
In Africa, he claims, surveys show that an estimated 70% of people believe that Bitcoin was invented by the devil himself. There's a reason for this. It's a very sensitive issue that today is generally referred to as the tragedy. The African Union had ambitious plans to help its citizens be ready to step over to Bitcoin. Governments gave their own citizens cell phones for free, tied to their government ID, and thus governments sought to integrate Bitcoin into their economy. All went well until the tragedy, that is. A criminal organization believed to be located in Russia, apparently he's not talking about the governments, exploited
because they don't exist anymore. Or something.
Exploited
but
a hardware.
They're giving out cell phones.
I think he was saying this happened before the government stopped existing.
Yeah, this is in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah. He says here, a criminal organization believed to be located in Russia exploited a hardware fault in the government-issued cell phones. It's believed that the entire continent of Africa lost an estimated 60% of its wealth in a period of 48 hours. What followed was a period of chaos and civil war until the Saudi Arabian and North Korean governments, two of the world's major superpowers due to their authoritarian political systems, unique ability to adapt to the Bitcoin challenge, divided most African land between themselves and were praised as heroes by the local African population for it.
Come on.
All right.
Algeria outlaws Bitcoin? Is that before or after the Algeria outlaws Bitcoin?
North Korea? Isn't that the one that has the...
Kim Jong-un.
The people who are, like, fake clicking around on computers so they don't even know how to use
them?
Yeah, they've really got Bitcoin on lock.
Real.
Yeah, these people, I love the claim here
that he believes that the Saudi Arabian and North Korean governments' authoritarian political systems have a unique ability to adapt to a Bitcoin challenge. Exactly how is it that any government has an ability to adapt
to Bitcoin? Saudi Arabia is in bed with the whole Bretton Woods Accords. It's literally the opposite of their best interest. It's why Bitcoin is illegal in Saudi Arabia, is because undermining the U.S. dollar is outside of Saudi Arabian political and financial interests. So, like, it's almost like this guy has no clue of global economic, political, anything.
Yeah, right.
It's going on anywhere.
Of all the acid he took while watching Demolition Man.
I'm telling you, man. Dennis Leary's going to pop up out of the sewer somewhere in this story.
There's
going to love the next paragraph. Is he right about anything?
He was right about the price of Bitcoin.
He was right about $10,000 at the end of this year.
More from this here on Free Talk Live, live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Free State Bitcoin Shop.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's C-L-E-A-R 55 to 350350.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire's Free State Bitcoin Shop in the mobile studio tonight. It's Daryl.
I'm Ian.
And Will.
And we're going over this absolutely ridiculous.
I promised you it would be ridiculous.
And when I say it's absolutely ridiculous, I mean it is absolutely ridiculous. Post on Reddit from about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
The poster claims to be from the year 2025. Now, I've not actually looked to see if this guy has other posts.
I didn't look
on
either.
Reddit. That's something that we should definitely wind up looking into at some point. But again, the guy claiming to be from the future, giving a warning about Bitcoin.
Very much fear, uncertainty and doubt.
Much fear, so uncertainty, wow. Many doubt. Wow. He's claiming that in the future everybody is Bitcoin rich. People don't think of things in terms of dollars, but yet he's kind of relating things in terms of dollars. And if... Let me give a comparison here before we get back into the article. If everybody only used, say, gold as a means of currency, and the average person had 1 ounce of gold, then would everybody be rich or would everybody be equally poor? Poor, because that's really the comparison here.
Yeah.
Well, this thing that you have is really valuable against this thing that we don't use anymore, and so now nobody works.
Something tells me he's never watched DuckTales.
The old show from the 1990s.
Oh, yeah, they had that really good episode about the duplicator where they duplicated a bunch of money and then there was hyperinflation.
Well, the girl needed a red flyer wagon full of gold coins to buy a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if everyone has 10,000 gold coins, then 10,000 gold coins is
worth much.
Nothing.
Right.
Right. So
everyone on Earth, the average person, has 0.001 Bitcoin, then that means that the value of 0.001 Bitcoin in the world, in the real world,
in relative terms,
where the laws of economics actually exist,
you might get a pack of gum.
Exactly.
Right. And let's look at Zimbabwe real quick before we get back into this, where they had
some more
the
inflation, right?
$100 trillion note that may have bought you a loaf of bread the day that it was printed, but a couple months later you would need stacks of them to buy a loaf of bread.
Money so worthless it's cheaper to burn it than it is to buy wood for fuel with it.
Aren't things going bad in Zimbabwe again now?
Yes.
Yes, but they no longer have a central bank. They've not had one for several years,
really?
But things are still absolutely horrible. Didn't their president just recently get arrested?
Mugabe is out, and now cryptocurrencies are growing in popularity.
Same thing's true in Venezuela as well, where
in Ghana and in Kenya and in place small third world countries where people are starving to death all over the world, Bitcoin is leveling the playing field between the bureaucrats, the haves, the bankers, and the people.
Right, and the claim here from the future, supposedly, is that the Bitcoin rich will live in citadels and guard their wealth, and apparently some people wind up suiciding themselves and going into hiding because they don't want people to know that they're rich. So let's continue here with, again, this absolutely ridiculous post.
Right, so he claimed that Africa lost 60% of its wealth in a 48-hour period because of some kind of hack against cell phones that they had issued to their citizens.
Ah, yes, the government-issued cell phones.
And he goes
which
on.
Actually exists. Solar-powered government-issued cell phones do exist in some African countries.
You might wonder, he says, and by the way, I did check this person's account. It does not exist anymore, so you cannot even click on his account and get anything. He says it's clear that the current situation cannot be sustained without ending in a nuclear holocaust. I am part of an underground network. You're talking about Dennis Leary being underground in Demolition Man.
In sewer, yeah.
who seek to launch a coordinated attack against the very infrastructure of the Internet itself. We have at our disposal about 20 nuclear submarines, which we will use to cut all underwater cables between different continents. After this has been successfully achieved, we will launch a simultaneous nuclear pulse attack on every densely population area, he means densely populated area of the world. We believe that the resulting chaos will allow the world's population to rise up in revolt and destroy as many computers out there as possible until we reach the point where Bitcoin loses any relevance.
So in his world, we are all hardwired to each other and satellite communication simply doesn't exist.
Something like that.
They're going to cut all these hard wires that are under the Atlantic Ocean that tie the world
with their nuclear submarines. Do they have nuclear scissors attached to these nuclear submarines? Ooh, maybe they've got a chainsaw bayonet on the front of their
cut
submarine.
Cut it with their propeller like you see in the cartoons.
Yeah.
Well, now, so what he's saying here is they want to get rid of computers. As though that is even a
possible.
Okay,
so you get rid of computers while you're in your nuclear submarine, and now you die. Because there are computers that circulate the oxygen and run the submarine, stuff like that.
He says, of course, this outcome will likely lead to billions of deaths. This is a price we're forced to pay to avoid the eternal enslavement of humanity to a tiny elite. This is also the reason we contacted you. It doesn't have to be like this. You do not have to share our fate. I don't know how, but you must find a way to destroy this godforsaken project in its infancy. I know this. Well, apparently they're trying that because Bitcoin has basically been destroyed as far as the way it was, way it was in 2013.
The programmers did it, yeah.
He goes on, he says, I know this is a difficult thing to ask of you. You believed you were helping the world by eliminating the central banking cartel that governs your economies. However, I have seen where it ends. There you go. Are you scared yet?
I'm scared that people like this crazy man might actually wind up, I don't know, getting elected president and shaking their tiny, tiny fist.
The good guys win in the end. I'm not scared. I saw the movie already.
Yeah. So anyway, I just thought that was fun because it's just so full of misunderstandings and misconceptions and bad economics and fear and love of the government and the central banks. Just have
Let's
to share
just
it.
Ignore every socioeconomic and political reality that we actually live in. Act like none of it exists. Act like every single economic law on earth suddenly will stop applying to every single interaction between human beings. Let's just basically suspend reality. That's a really good post-apocalyptic fantasy story. It's Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome meets Bitcoin.
Right.
Yeah, and, well, they didn't have computers in Mad Max, but did they have nuclear submarines?
Well, it's because they destroyed all the computers before you saw the Thunderdome, and Mad Max is what happens after his plan is finished, the nuclear holocaust and the destruction of computers and destruction of cryptocurrencies. After all of that, then we get Mad Max.
Okay.
So it starts off as Demolition Man. And Dennis Leary's not happy, so he cuts the cables under the ocean and sets off a nuclear bomb, and then we become Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Somehow I'm seeing a film theory develop here, and I don't know if you're familiar with that YouTube series, the film theories YouTube series.
Isn't this the one where they say that the Matrix, the Neo or whatever, was actually Agent Smith?
Agent Smith was the one. Because he was born in the Matrix.
Send this to Screen Junkies, and they'll write something about it and do a little YouTube video about it, and then we'll all actually be famous. Maybe we'll finally make some money.
Yeah, and then we'll be Bitcoin rich, and then we won't work anymore because we'll just do the 100-meter hurdle.
You guys can all come over to my play fort, and we'll be safe.
Your citadel.
The citadel.
Yeah. That's what the C in Malik stands for, is citadel, not center.
Hey, mine has free pizza and wings.
Is there a bouncy house?
There is a bouncy house. We have
Excellent.
Slides.
I'll be there. And you can be too. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up here in moments.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We are live from Portsmouth, New Hampshire at the Free State Bitcoin Shop. And the reason, again, that we're out here in Portsmouth, we're here for the first ever Free State Blockchain and Digital Assets Conference that is happening tomorrow, Friday, December the 1st. Again, the first ever. It's not started yet, so if you're anywhere in New England or can get to New England fairly rapidly, come on out. It should be a really good time. You can learn more about the conference, blockchainnh.com.
You'll get to say you were there for the first one.
Yes, and hopefully the first of many.
Indeed, indeed. So, we're here at the Free State Bitcoin Shop, and we're going to talk to one of the proprietors here in a little bit about the shop, because we've just sort of been commenting maybe a little bit here and there about it, but I really want to talk about how awesome it is at this place, because it's a really unique place. There's nothing like it yet anywhere else in the United States.
So and we'll if you can't join us in person, you can join us online at the Free Talk Live forums.
That's
where most of the hosts of the show are at least members, if not very active, on the forum.
I don't think Will got over there quite yet, but maybe one of these days.
No.
Yeah, that's why I said most, all.
I barely even Facebook anymore. Like, I used to be like the Facebook
really? Good
king.
For you. Good for you,
and
man.
Well, I don't have time anymore. I got work to do.
So you're kicking your smartphone addiction, and we've actually got a story over there about that.
My smartphone addiction is still there.
Yeah, he's been there every break, man.
I'm constantly watching currency prices plus waiting on transactions to come through. So I'm still constantly watching the phone. I'm just not piddling around on Facebook. I'm making money.
But join us, forum.freetalklive.com, where it's, you know, the old school style forum,
sure is.
But it's new technology, which is really nice. I like it a lot more than Facebook.
It works really well.
No, it's not as populated as Facebook, but
it's busy, though.
There's a lot more.
There's a lot of posts and content from our listeners and other folks, like cryptocurrency people have been coming in for the free Bitcoin Cash giveaway, which may still have a few more giveaways available. So if you've been dragging your feet on that, head over to forum.freetalklive.com, post your Bitcoin Cash address in the thread in the Free Talk Live forum, and we'll get you some free Bitcoin Cash, $2 worth of it for free.
Yeah, so... Ian, you've got an article from, where is it, Cision?
This is a PR Newswire, so, you know, one of those sites where you can release a press release.
Okay, and the claim here is that smartphone addiction creates an imbalance in the brain.
This is from the Radiological Society of North America. Researchers, this release came out today, November 30th. Researchers have found an imbalance in the brain chemistry of young people addicted to smartphones and the Internet.
We're talking about human, because a lot of these studies, they'll do stuff with rats and then say, well, we found this thing in rats to where if you put, you know, a 4G signal right by their brain 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I don't think this has to do with the radio transmissions. This just has to do with addiction, right?
All right.
So according to a study presented today at an annual meeting of the Radiological Society of North America, RSNA, according to a recent Pew Research Center study, 46% of Americans say they could not live without their smartphones.
Okay, so I take issue here just because... The wordings of questions from surveys can sometimes be misleading. You know, and also, how does one define I can't live? Well, I make phone calls for a living, and I need a phone. Or I do this for a living, and so therefore I need this particular app. So, you know, there are various reasons why someone would answer yes to this question without having an addiction to their phone.
Well, not only that, but I mean, how much do 9 out of 10 dentists with the American Dentist Association get paid for saying that ACT is the best at mouthwash? You know, like, who cares? Oh, some group with a name says
Pew Research. I mean, that's respected.
Like, how many times has Pew Research put out stuff that it turned out to be the way that they asked the questions was purposefully vague and misleading in order to create, because whoever pays...
Are you denying that there's a problem with smartphone addiction? I mean, it's huge.
There is a problem with smartphone addiction, but I'm always skeptical when they come out with, like, oh, if you use a smartphone, it'll change your brain chemistry. You know, like, oh, if you use a cell... You know, remember 10 years ago, it was, if you use your cell phone, you're going to get a brain tumor.
If you do a bunch of ecstasy, it's going to change your brain chemistry, maybe temporarily.
Go running every day, it's going to change certain things. If you go to the gym every day, everything that you do a bunch of times is going to change something.
Can we quantify it and what the actual effect is?
Maybe they do. Let's get back into the article.
While the sentiment is clearly hyperbole, more and more people are becoming increasingly dependent on smartphones and other portable electronic devices for news, information, games, and even the occasional phone call.
Oh, yeah, I use my phone.
It's horse manure. The statement itself is hyperbole. The article itself straight up admits.
Well, this is not Pew Research. Hyperbole. This is the Radiological Society for North America announcing a study that they found that there's a brain chemistry change, and they're citing Pew Research as more evidence that people are hooked on their cell phones.
Right.
Along with a growing concern that young people in particular may be spending too much time staring into their phones instead of interacting with others, come questions as to the immediate effects on the brain and the possible long-term consequences of such habits.
So, again, I think that's a reasonable concern. It is, but it also has sort of that... feeling of, well, if we let people read books that are mass produced, because every couple of generations there's some new fear of these kids are playing duck hunt and not going outside or this or that. There's always some kind of fear that these youngins just don't get it like we did
in the 60s,
back in our day.
In the 60s, they're like, look at all these people. They're not interacting with each other. And they've all got their nose. nose in a, although got their nose in a newspaper. And now today, the newspaper is supposed to be what's good for you to have your nose in, and the phone is what's bad. So, you know, like, yeah. Could they, it's, to me, it's another one of those things like, you know, eggs are bad for you. Oh, wait, never mind, eggs are good for you. Oh, wait, never mind, it's the yolks that are bad for you. Oh, wait, never mind, it's actually the whites that are bad for you. You should only eat the, okay. And this is in 15 years' time that they've changed. Like these American Heart Association. You know, like
that's why you should just put the eggshell in a grinder and grind that up and then eat the eggshell.
Right. Well, I mean, either way, like they can't, these medical groups can't make up their mind on what's good for you and what's bad for you on any given year. One year sure. is hydrogenated vegetable oil. That's the poison of mankind. And the next year they're like, well, actually, that wasn't as bad for you as this other thing that we told you you should be eating instead. It's way worse for you.
I'm completely with you. And maybe you're right about that. Maybe it's totally fine that people are spending all this time on their smartphones, but it seems to me that smartphone usage can be a detriment to people, their level of attentiveness to the things that are going on around them. You can see
you
that
walk
happening.
Into traffic because you're looking at your
that
phone.
That happens. Or yeah. you walk into a light pole or something like that.
There's totally the done. Video of the chick that was looking at her smartphone and then fell into the manhole
like
sort of
rate.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was more like a bulkhead sort of thing,
okay.
which we
oh,
have.
Wow.
If you're down south, it's sort of like a tornado shelter thing
yeah.
going out of the sidewalk. But yeah, she tripped over that and fell into it. Let's get back into this a little bit more.
So more about the study here. Hyung Suk Seo, medical doctor, professor of neuroradiology at Korea University in Seoul, and colleagues used magnetic resonance spectroscopy, MRS, to gain unique insight into the brains of smartphone and internet-addicted teenagers. MRS is a type of MRI that measures the brain's chemical composition. The study involved 19 young people, so not a large sample size.
Correct. And probably why they're releasing this on Cision instead of through like a peer-reviewed journal.
Well, yeah, I don't know if there is a peer-reviewed journal in this case. This is the, what was it, the Radiological Society of North America releasing this here. So
Psychology Today.
The study involved 19 young people, mean age 15 and a half, which locked. Derek J. Locked the door when he left. So we're actually locked into the the Free State Bitcoin shop. We don't have any way of actually selling anything here, so you'll have to wait until the proprietor returns if you're looking to make a purchase here today. Anyway, we're actually here kind of minding the store unofficially now. Now that you've let the customers back in.
Well, I didn't realize that he had locked the door right. until you said, oh, he locks the door. And, well, there's some guy that looks like he wants to, you know, like, come spend some money.
Feel free to browse. Just don't expect that we can provide any level of customer service. We're in the middle of recording a radio show.
The most
here.
Important thing in the room works, the vending machine. So,
yeah,
and that's all that really
right.
matters.
That's yeah. what people love. They love the vending machine. So, we'll talk more about the store here in a moment.
Yeah, and more on this MRI brand.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.